This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. Tonight, don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me. Running down the way of life, I'm fighting in poverty.
You don't love it, leave it.
You don't love it, leave it.
Let this song I'm singing be a warning to you.
You're running down my country, man.
That's my fellow Texan, Merle Haggard. And folks are going to say, he's an Okie from Muskogee. Well, you just don't know your history, man. Oklahoma is nothing but North Texas. It was North Texas. After the Civil War, they carved it off. Texas used to go all the way up. Guys, type in a Texas original topography from the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. It shot all the way up into Colorado, so the eastern part of Colorado, all the way down, part of New Mexico, what's Texas today, and all of Oklahoma. A little bit of a side history note for folks. Think about history. It's like a, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a jigsaw puzzle, or a, just the more pieces you put, the more you want to know, and then everything starts making sense. And not really the pop history you get, but the deep history. You know, I had to suspend a lot of my deep historical research about a decade ago. I used to stay up at night a lot till 2-3 in the morning reading history books still. But you know, I've got 4 children, and about after the second one or so, I just had to start cutting back. And so here we are. My real love is reading those history books. Yeah, I'll put that back on screen. My fellow Texan, Merle Haggard. Overlay that over a new map and show Muskogee, or however you say it, Native American word up there in Oklahoma. And as you can see, I guess you could say that's also part of, I don't know, it's crazy. There's another map of that too. I guess that's also part of a little bit of New Mexico. That's actually an intermediate map. There's actually an earlier one. That's what I'm saying. There's an earlier one that's even a bigger piece of that. But anyways, I digress. You don't tune in to hear my babblings half the time. They're distorted anyways. And I'm honest about that. Jones admits he's distorted. Everything's distorted. Yeah, and there's even another version. See, there's been a bunch of versions of Texas. And when I say distorted, they all kind of just mix together. And then I can always go get a refresher, but that's why, as you get older especially, you need to, you know, go back and look. It's crazy when you're young, you can have a photographic memory. But when you're not, when you're young, you have a photographic memory, some of you, but you don't know how to use it. And when you get old, you don't have the photographic memory anymore, but you got some of the wisdom. And it's kind of how those two things mix together. All right, let me stop right there because I kind of went off the rails. Our guest will be here in about 15 minutes or so. I want, when we come back, I mean, there's really nothing more important than the attempt to crush our border, implode our currency, and kill the nation than the traitors trying to demoralize and break the country up with the classic psychological warfare, race baiting and sexist baiting and all of it. It's not our opinion it's being done to break us up. Again, it's in the WikiLeaks. It's in the white papers they write. It's all just total proof of treason. There's a big video we just posted, Infowars.com, the law that can take down the deep state that goes over just a small part of it, but very eloquently. But when we return, I want to get into an area that we haven't hit yet that deals with the hypocrisy of the so-called left, with Joe Biden's activities, and how how that ties in to the disgusting evil tip of the globalist spear, SPLC, and its implosion. You'll want to stay with us.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's break down exactly what's going on. We have globalist forces that have parlayed Americans' global dominance after World War II into a corporate world government system they've set up, loosely knit affiliates with the communist Chinese, supplying the slave labor, and now they hope the military and cybertronic muscle for the cyber wars. And they've got attack dog groups that study the anthropology, the sociology, the psychology, the history of the United States, and know about our Christian ethos and our serious guilt for slavery and things like that. The whole world has histories, on average, much worse than ours, but those histories aren't taught, only histories that make America look bad. But separately in the West, we have hands down a history of treating women the very best, of women's suffrage, of women's empowerment, of women in positions of power. The West undoubtedly has the best record on racial equality, the best record on women's rights, the best record on allowing homosexuals to live in peace. But, of course, all those supposed groups hate the West and believe it's the worst thing on earth. You know, why is that? Because if you've got a history of nations in the West that are tolerant, you use their tolerance against them, and then you name socialism, communism, globalism gay or liberal or pro-black. And then people go, well, I better accept communism or socialism, even though it's economically horrible, and I know it doesn't work, and it's bad, but only lets the elite run things, I better do it because I'll be called a racist. And so it becomes like a religious sacrament. So it's nothing but political cover, that you'll be bullied, you'll be attacked if you're not part of the in club, the anointed ones, who are just basically like club joiners. That's what leftists really are just people that want a virtue signal, but statistically actually don't give to charity, and many are very racist people. I mean, the worst people you're going to find are liberals. And they believe they're in a club that has priest power to control people and say who's good and say who isn't good. So it's everything bad about secret societies and clubs on steroids. So you have the Southern Poverty Law Center that has reportedly over $1 billion offshore, and who trains law enforcement, trains universities, trains governments, and who has control of elementary school curriculum, who says if you don't like drag queen story time with convicted child molesters or murderers, literally, they've actually called groups that are against convicted murderers being with small children at gay sex shows, then they come out and say you're bad. And I'm going to show you articles in a moment. So you've got the head of the SPLC, their subdirectors all resigning, as it comes out that they are incredibly racist, reportedly, incredibly sexist. whether that's true or not, they're eating their own. But in my experience with leftists, you don't find people more racist, more evil, more corrupt. So SPLC implodes, president and legal director resign amid sexual misconduct scandal. That was last week. Now, more SPLC employees step forward, claim systemic culture, racism, and sexism. But Michelle Obama, her chief of staff, has taken over to go investigate. Oh, yes. Southern Poverty Law Center urges teachers to lecture first graders about microaggressions and structural racism. Brainwash kids to all fight with each other over what color they are. The opposite of Martin Luther King's plan. And so it just goes on from there. Now, dovetail that hypocrisy of what they're doing with Kavanaugh, no proof, almost all the women came out and said it was fake, with what they're doing, reportedly raping women, reportedly sexually assaulting women, getting away with it, paying them off. I mean, you've got a few directors of this that all have hundreds of millions apiece, reportedly, in slush funds. That's a piece. And their job is to bilk conservatives, liberals, you name it, who over the years, going back 30, 40 years, would hear about stop racism in the South, send $20 in to make sure black people can vote. 30 years ago, my mother and my dad bought the bull, and they were a mix of conservative and liberal, and thought, yeah, the Southern Poverty Law has a name like, you know, it's in Alabama, and we're going to help poor black people. Because, you know, my dad's dad had helped get black folks able to vote. He was in state government. But that's not who they are. They're monsters, ladies and gentlemen, involved in Oklahoma City, you name it. So think of the hypocrisy as it all comes down. It's beyond hypocrisy. Kavanaugh, believe all the women. But when the leftists do it, don't. Now, different White House officials have come out and said, look at Joe Biden, with different members of the Democratic Party coming out and saying that when he was around them, even in public, sometimes on video, he would grab their bodies, he would kiss them, he would fondle them. There's hours of footage of creepy Joe Biden, and that's what the White House said. They just said, search engine creepy Joe Biden. Well, you know, Google will just block those searches now. They always attack me and say, Jones claims Biden kisses little girls and rubs on them and plays with their hair and puts his hands on women's hips. And I mean, you get punched most places doing this. And we have hours of this footage. In fact, tonight, I'm going to stay late and compile it all because we always just kind of show the first of the real, never the deeper stuff, the really, really bad stuff, where he's parents are pushing him off their kids. He's rubbing their shoulders, rubbing their hair, rubbing their cheeks. It just goes on and on. Full-grown women, he's grabbing their breasts. But see, when Joe Biden does it, it's okay. He does it on C-SPAN. He does it hiding in plain view. Biden defends his behavior with women. The allegation was made in a New York Magazine article by Lucy Flores, who is attractive, a former Nevada state representative and 2014 Democratic nominee for Nevada, lieutenant governor. Biden doesn't deny he ran his hands through her hair and tried to kiss her and did kiss her. If anybody just types in creepy Uncle Joe videos, you'll come up with a treasure trove, Conway told. If anybody just types in creepy Uncle Joe, you'll come up with a treasure trove, Conway told Fox News Sunday. So all I'm saying is, according to his yardstick, and according to how he acts, and him rubbing under that little girl's arm and down her side and kissing her, and you see the mother right there pushing him away, and these kids really scared being around him right up next to their face, breathing in their face. I mean, this is creepy Uncle Joe. And I've got all the dirt on him up in Maine. But his brother owns a bar. Oh, I learned about that from your neighbor. Yeah, the guy that you bought the property from? Yeah. I know all about it, Joe. And he always looks like grabbing women's stomachs and squeezing them or rubbing women's butts. Yeah, here's some photos. Your TV viewer, you can see this. Putting his hands, having a woman sit on his lap, and then rubbing her hips. I mean, unless the people are swingers and you're in their hotel room, Joe, you shouldn't be doing that. And you see the husband in that photo looking like he's about to punch him. And there he is, attractive woman, kissing her in a very creepy way. Oh, and the baby like moves away from being kissed right there. Yeah, now we're getting into the meat and potatoes of these videos. But we always just skim the surface. And then the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL, Media Matters, come out and attack me. it just goes, oh, here he is, rubbing his hands very, I mean, you know when somebody kisses a baby, and, oh, your baby's cute, kiss him. That's one thing, but it's sickeningly, like, sensually, oh, rubbing little girl's shoulders, rubbing under her chin. I mean, that's the way I rub my wife under her chin. When I'm like, come on, baby, don't worry about that. Why don't you come over here and sit on my lap? And I'll put my finger right under her jawline and rub her. Then I'll run my hand right back in her hair and pull her into me. He's doing that to little girls. That's how you have sex with a woman. And the next you reach in, you kiss him on the neck. He does that. He rubs their neck. That's how you get a horse, by the way, not buck against you. You just rub on the neck a little bit. Then you just lean in. These are little girls, folks. Not your wife. In the bedroom. Or when she's getting in her car to drive off to work. Sick, freak, evil, part of the pedophile command kingdom. He believes he rules you. He believes he's your God. He believes you'll never stand against him. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Spread those links. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us. Even bigger news straight ahead.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb.
All right, Robert Barnes will be with us next segment, getting into what he thinks legally and lawfully Trump should do to the coup plotters who have been openly exposed. If he doesn't move for prosecution of them, he becomes someone who's aiding and abetting them. But the president's not going to stand for that. We have some more clips of him making just those points. We're going to play in a moment, but I want it to sink into listeners. And I know I keep saying this, but you have to understand. You are the supporters of the broadcast that got Trump elected. The globalists admit that. You took Trump over the top. Worldwide, from Australia to Brazil to Spain to Greece to the UK, Nigel Farage has been on and said multiple times, UKIP got half its support. I used to have him on, like, all the time, 15 years ago. And he goes, suddenly I go knock on doors. People knew who I was then. We were able to share the party. That's the show. That's you. We helped launch Brexit. Now it's a fight. Of course it's not going to be easy. But now the fact that the EU is a dictatorship's out in the open. All these nationalist operations. Nobody ever launched a big anti-globalist show that really laid it all out. They always got off into UFOs, or they got off into the Vatican, or Jews, or whatever. And all that is a distraction on purpose to not make it about humanity unifying around open, free market societies and coming together and Renaissance and Americana. The globalists had formulas to sabotage all the movements. They didn't sabotage us. They didn't sabotage Ron Paul. Ron Paul was critical in this, or Matt Drudge or others, or WorldNet Daily. And we built an alternative to globalism that's been picked up everywhere, and now we've gone from no seats in power to winning almost every election. There have been hundreds of elections, and in almost every election, right-wingers, nationalists, free marketers, patriots are getting elected. The globalist plan is to kill any national sovereignty, flooding countries with illegal aliens who then are political chattel of the bureaucracy. So it's a fight between the people, the bureaucracy, and the deep state. And as long as we identify that, we're going to win. But I cannot stress enough how critical the fight is now. John Bound has filed a very important reporter titled "The Border is Beyond Broken." It's on Infowars.com. And the UN is trying to fully break our border with traitors inside our government now. Once they break it, once the courts are overwhelmed, once the facilities are overwhelmed, then the even bigger floods come. This is law and order being broken, Mad Max, Road Warrior level anarchy being introduced. This is the globalist takedown model. Here is the video.
Beto O'Rourke, the Irishman who identifies as Hispanic, unleashed his candidacy for president and celebrated his platform to break the back of America in El Paso, Texas, by keeping the southern borders wide open.
We will find security not through walls, not through militarization. We will find security by focusing on our ports of entry that connect us to the rest of the world,
so we have a better idea of who and what is coming in here, and we facilitate the trade and travel connected to millions of jobs around this country.
Meanwhile, Mexico warns that a caravan of over 20,000 Central Americans is heading towards the U.S. border. While as the Arizona Central reports, U.S. Border Patrol officials in Arizona said they have started releasing migrant families from their custody into the streets of Yuma because processing centers can't cope with the large numbers of arriving families and minors. Additionally, Princeton Policy Advisors researcher Stephen Kopitz projects that in 2019, there will be up to 500,000 illegal aliens at the southern border who successfully cross into the U.S. undetected by Border Patrol agents.
2 weeks ago, I briefed the media and testified in Congress that our immigration system was at the breaking point. That breaking point has arrived this week at our border. And nowhere has that crisis manifested more acutely than here in El Paso. On Monday and Tuesday, CBP started the day with over 12,000 migrants in our custody. As of this morning, that number was 13,400. A high number for us is 4,000. A crisis level is 6,000. 13,000 is unprecedented. The arriving flows are made up primarily of Central American families and unaccompanied children, over 65% of them. These groups cannot be repatriated expeditiously and instead are almost guaranteed to be released to remain in the U.S. indefinitely, regardless of the merits of their immigration or asylum claim. And within that flow are thousands of criminals, smugglers, gang members, and public safety threats that we're sworn to protect this country from. With up to 40% or more of our personnel in key sectors like El Paso working to care for, transport, provide medical and hospital watch for families and children, that means our security posture at the border is negatively impacted. The same criminal organizations that are smuggling migrants, profiting from them, abusing them in the journey, are benefiting from our reduced security presence. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing adults who are trying to evade capture behind those families as we're bogged down with large groups.
As the surge continues to be unmanageable, Trump's warning that the borders will be closed sets up yet another fight with Congress, as another partial government shutdown could begin soon if negotiations continue to stall.
Number one, Congress has to act. And number two, Mexico, they make so much money from the United States and so many other things, so many other assets. They have to grab it and they have to stop it. We have right now two big caravans coming up from Guatemala. Massive caravans walking right through Mexico. So Mexico's tough. They can stop them, but they chose not to. Now they're going to stop them. And if they don't stop them, we're closing the border. They'll close it, and we'll keep it closed for a long time. I'm not playing games.
The Democrats should be proud of their anti-American intentions. They are still winning the unprecedented United Nations battle to destroy America from within. John Bound reporting.
That is an incredible report. Everyone listening should go to InfoWars.com, get the report, and share it with everyone you know. Now, again, people are probably asking, Alex, you're all over the news. They're saying all these incredible things about you. Why aren't you countering the fact that you're one of the top stories in the country where you, quote, admit you're mentally ill, everything you say is BS? Never said any of that. Didn't say that. That's a lie. It's all edited. I don't matter at the end of the day. This transmission platform matters. This is big stuff at our border. This is big stuff the president's doing. He's now delivering. He's now hit his second wind. It's amazing. So, yes, pray for us. Pray for the president. But the main front and center news is not what's going on with InfoWars. Yes, it's important. It shows how the media lies. Don't we already know how much the corporate media lies? The biggest thing you can do is pray for us, is spread the articles and videos, and yes, get the products. Everyone needs X2. If you don't know about the good halogen, pure iodine that nobody else has, we have it, X2. Just like if we're game-changing in our politics, this is game-changing. It's right now massively discounted out of the gates. We got it back in, 50% off, free shipping store-wide, 50 to 60% off all the supplements, and a bunch of other big specials, 98% reviews, 4.9 stars. Go read the third-party reviews of X2. You got to read it for yourself. This is something you're really missing out on if you don't get it. Plus, you're not funding the operation. Please support us. Thank you. We'll be right back. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right. Robert Barnes is a respected constitutional lawyer, civil rights lawyer. He's won a big case in Milwaukee this week. He's going to be with us till Thursday here in studio working on the establishment's coordinated effort to shut us down. Next segment, so I've been already talking about this for an hour and a half. I want to get into what you think historically, because you're quite a historian, not just a lawyer, a constitutional lawyer, a guy that's worked, obviously, in highest levels of criminal. stuff as a defense lawyer, what Trump should do legally and lawfully, what the crimes are committed by the deep state. We know there's a lot. We've gone over some of them, the ways they could be charged, classical treason, but a lot of easier ways to go after them. We'll do that next segment. But since you're talking about during the break, we saw given to the media, even though it's on the video, we say 60 days still could be released. Even then, maybe not. My so-called deposition. And then we see claims that I'm saying, we're going to play the clip in a moment, that I have a form of psychosis. I wasn't diagnosed with that. I don't have a degree in that. But what I was saying is that when the media lies so much, and you've been told lies, it induces a state historically where people start believing nothing. And then much of the public thinks I'm Bill Hicks or Bo Bridges. So you got people on one end that believe the earth is flat and that the moon is made of cheese because the government says it isn't. And then you've got the other end where they say, you know, that President Trump's a Russian agent. We've got all the proof. And then Jake Tapper comes out and says, we never said that today. So you've got two ends, one lying on purpose, confusing people, the other not knowing what's real anymore and kind of floating around. I was simply saying, they are inducing, instead of the Stockholm syndrome, where I just believe anything they say, I went the other way and said, I don't believe anything you say, which with a known liar is kind of the default. But that is kind of a psychosis, meaning that it blurs your cultural, historical, temporal understanding of things. When you're given nothing but garbage, how do you then come up with a response that's accurate? Garbage in, garbage out. So they took that as Jones admits he is basically a psychotic or that he has psychosis, which is not. I said almost a type of psychosis in that I would overly see things as all staged or at least they were covering something up, which it turns out they've sued the police saying they did cover up response time and things. So I'm ranting here. We'll get to that clip in a moment. But what is your general thumbnail of where you see this going, what they're trying to do?
So it's really a systematic effort to suppress independent speech and particularly the independent press and the people's ability to respond and react and to choose their own news, choose their own views across the board. So it's a systematic effort. It's being orchestrated by people at the top politically, people who have an agenda that is different than the agenda of the free speech or free press in the country. So they don't believe in freedom of ideas. They don't believe in freedom of thought. And so those people who are celebrating these kind of suits, who want suppression of speech and want suppression of press are people who are hostile and antithetical to the core values of the American Constitution. And that's really what's sort of fundamentally happening. That's what the big debate is. What you're seeing is you look at what the mainstream media did in propagating clearly a dangerous hoax about Russia collusion delusion that could have led us into nuclear conflict with the greatest nuclear power in the world. And you see a complete lack of responsibility and accountability across the board. By contrast, you look at what happened here where you talk about Sandy Hook in different contexts. You discuss it in different contexts. When you recognize you made mistakes, you admit and acknowledge those mistakes. And instead, there's a constant effort to demonize, constant effort to defame, constant effort to destroy. So you see a complete disparity in how they're treating the independent press versus the institutional press. They want the institutional press to have the only approved narrative, the only one who can propagate a story.
Reward stonewalling and lying, but they punish people that actually try to set the record straight.
Absolutely. So those who are people who are honest and authentic and recognize errors when those errors occur, recognize mistakes, recognize the state of mind when the state of mind is what it is. Those people are the ones getting disproportionately punished. Those are the people who are disproportionately prosecuted. Those are the people disproportionately persecuted by the institutional press using their collusion with big institutional tech and social media.
Because we actually have a state of mind. We're trying to figure things out. The establishment just comes up with whatever they want and then just say that's it.
Precisely. I mean, you see it. I mean, you couldn't have a bigger disparity between people who raised questions and people who had doubts about what happened in different cases across in the past, going all the way back to Operation Northwoods and its modus operandi, and how the institutional press covered the Russia collusion delusion, where they defamed all kinds of people all across the country. None of them have suffered any consequences for what they did. None of them are accepting or acknowledging any responsibility for what they did. Many of them are doubling down like Jake Tapper did. And CNN spread all kinds of fake news. Some of the leading fake news stories were spread by CNN. CNN was the one that was out there saying that Manafort had personally met Julian Assange at the Ecuador embassy, quoting the Guardian story.
It's all just knowingly made up.
Precisely. Completely fictitious from beginning to end.
So my point is, people that believe folks that have lied to them about WMDs, Gulf of Tonkin, Northwoods, the Covington kids, Kavanaugh hearings, Russiagate, you know, all these other Smollett, the left especially is always And I know the right wing stages things sometimes too, but what is it about the left in history where they just are, they always are staging stuff? I would call the Nazis left because they were National Socialists. They were always staging false flags.
Oh, yeah. Almost nobody staged things more often than the Nazis did, including the burning down of the Reichstag that gave them the power in the first place to destroy democratic institutions in Germany.
An Operation Himmler to start World War II?
Precisely. So the people think the Nazis were elected into power. They were not. They used false narratives and Jesse Smollett-style, grand-scale, staged events to seize power away from democratic institutions.
They had newsreels every day. Jews beat up and killed a three-year-old German boy. I mean, it was the same crap.
Every kind of...
They then hung the poor German boy.
Probably just one fake thing after the next fake thing. And they used it to seize and control power. And I think what the left understands, and because the left is more statist, and because they're more statist, what the left and the Nazis have in common and the fascists have in common is that they believed in the state as the centralizing institution. And that's what sort of libertarian...
The state is God under... Communism, socialism, fascism.
Precisely. And because they're so statist, they understand the need for narrative. They understand propaganda and its role and its tool. They understand, that's why they love secret intelligence. That's why they love the Stasi and the KGB have their worst reputations under communist or statist rule. So same with the fascists and the SS.
So they can just inflate totally made-up hysterias.
Precisely. And they understand the need for narrative, to control narrative, to motivate moral panic.
And that's why they admit, you've met with some of the top editors in the country, the establishment doesn't want Jones to put out a counter narrative because we've noticed his audience is big enough to challenge a narrative. He's messing up our future narratives. It's just incredible. And then now they're pushing for even more censorship. And I don't know if you can say the names of the groups, but you met with major editors. They said, no, we've been told by the lawyers, we're getting funded to take Jones out as a kill shot.
Precisely. That was their exact words, that they're not using this lawsuit to seek any recovery for other people, but that what the media had been told, high-ranking reporters and editors with major publications, was that this lawsuit was a kill shot on you and a kill shot on independent press in the country of this kind. And these are people who are politically antithetical to your positions, politically hostile to your audience, and they recognize that if the case was handled in the way they thought should be handled correctly legally, the case would be dismissed. That this is about... What you're seeing and what you were describing is sort of the reactions that people have to constant fake, to being smolleted over and over and over again, is what you see in people who dealt with it in the institutional statist press. So people in Russia, people in Cuba today don't believe anything their government tells them, even if a third of it at least, or half of it may be true, because they're so used and accustomed.
Because you can't, and I'm saying, living in an authoritarian regime, historians have said, is like being mentally ill, because you don't know what's true. And that's what I was saying. They took it and spun it that I'm saying I'm literally mentally ill.
Exactly. I mean, they wanted to spin it the way they wanted to spin it in order to be on a constant effort to deplatform and defame you and to destroy your audience and the ability of the independent press to functionally operate economically, socially, and politically in the country.
I want to get to those clips, as I mentioned, and then we'll get a prelude to a video we're going to shoot tonight. We'll do more tomorrow about intel I've got and about where the president's going and the fact that he is going to move against big tech. We've now been told, these are from good sources, and that he is going to move with criminal action. The media spins it. I mean, we're going to be criminals. No, I mean, criminal justice system. They use the general public's lack of understanding of verbiage to say that I want violence when I say we'd use the criminal justice system. No, I mean, Trump is preparing to move against them. And what you expect the deep state to do to counteract that. Bob Barnes, great lawyer, smart guy, is with us. And then counterthink. In about 18 minutes with Mike Adams at Infowars.com/show and AM and FM stations across the country. And then we return tomorrow, 8 a.m. David Knight, and myself, 11 a.m. And then 3 p.m., the one, the only, Owen Schroyer. Stay with us. Newswars.com, Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So I have a couple clips I'm going to play here from the deposition, if you call it that, that the Texas lawyers, and there's five Sandy Hook lawsuits against me. It's all run out of Connecticut at the same firm, Senator Blumenthal and his son. They're quarterbacking it. Senator Murphy's openly involved, defaming me everywhere. This is high level, and they admit it's to get rid of the free speech for conservatives. That's why it affects you. It affects everybody else. And a lot of folks are starting to get this, like Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson, but even people above them. And Bob can't get into all the details, but he's got a lot of the inside baseball. So do I. But people are now really understanding the real shape of this. They thought they were going to creep through with all this. They're not going to do it. Big stuff is about to happen. But here I am talking about how the media lies to us and how when we're living under an authoritarianism, it becomes almost like a form of psychosis because you don't know what's real anymore. And I talk about this all the time. It doesn't mean, I agree, I've been diagnosed as being psychotic. Not the case. So here it is.
Do you think that there's a question that I should have asked you today in deposition that I didn't?
That's a good question. Question you should ask me. I can't think of any.
Okay, Mr. Jones. You would agree with me that when some damage happens, when you break something, when you cause something to be lost, when you hurt somebody, whether it's intentional or whether it's a mistake, there's consequences for that, right? People should be accountable for the people they hurt.
Objections to form.
Well, sometimes people claim they've been hurt and they haven't been. So you have to look at the agenda behind things. You have to balance things about why has the mainstream media lied so much, why have governments lied so much, the fact that the public doesn't believe what they're told anymore, and are we going to criminalize questioning Jussie Smollett or WMDs or babies in incubators? And it really is the fact that we've allowed the government and institutions to become so corrupt that people lost any compass of what's real. And I myself have almost had like a form of psychosis back in the past where I basically thought everything was staged, even though I'm now learning a lot of times things aren't staged. So, I think as a pundit and someone giving opinion, that, my opinions have been wrong, but they were never wrong consciously to hurt people. And so I think it's part of that process of me growing up in Rockwall, Texas, and watching the police steal drugs and then conduct anti-drug programs at the school. I think that shook my opinion of police in general, and I was very anti-law enforcement until I grew up and learned more things, and now I'm pretty much pro-police. So it's been a process.
Bob, I said it's something almost like a form. When you've been lied to and so many things are fake, you then start thinking everything's fake. That's a very honest response.
Oh, absolutely. It's very authentic. It's very correct. It's very accurate. It's very descriptive. It's intended to communicate precisely what happened and how it happened and why it happened. And it reflects what happens when the institutional media is the exclusive monopolistic gatekeeper of any kind of story framework, where people, in the 1950s, we all believed what the news media was telling us. So, like in Las Vegas, where I live, people would go out and have little picnics while the nuclear bombs went off, and they would watch them together. And Eisenhower specifically directed the local people, the local media of the military press operation, to not tell people that they could get contamination and die.
And what we had, like, double the rate of cancers after that. In fact, John Wayne thought he got that because he thought it was safe and filmed a movie there that year.
Precisely. So this is, taking in our African-American military.
And he believed the government.
Absolutely. We took in our African-American military veterans and used them as test subjects for various drugs and products and diseases. We've done horrific things. Operation Northwoods was a Joint Chief of Staff approved event in 1961 that went to the President of the United States, who luckily rejected it, but said, let's do false flags, let's stage events, and let's blame foreign governments for our own domestic terrorism.
And his brother Bobby, though, accepted a counterplan to bomb the U.S. Embassy in Honduras to have a coup there, but then that got shut down.
Well, when you have people who are working for United Fruit Company, like the Dulles brothers, and then they go in and have high-ranking positions of power within the institutional law enforcement and intelligence superstructures, and they're engaged in helping their corporate clients get rich off of coups, then you have an extraordinary set of events. So it's very natural for a lot of Americans to have deep doubts about the institutional narratives they've been told, just like those who were willing to be skeptical of the Russiagate story over the last 2 years. It turned out they were right.
And again, a psychosis is only where you can't differentiate reality. It could be on one issue, 100 issues. Like people that have been attacked by a certain color pit bull. They see a pit bull come on the street, they get scared and run off. It's a psychosis because they don't know that dog's going to attack them, but it's a real natural form of insanity because they've been attacked by something that looked like that before.
Absolutely. The damage, as even people on the left, people like Aaron Maté at The Nation, people like Glenn Greenwald at The Intercept, people like Michael Tracy, who's part of the Young Turks, are all saying the media has done more damage to the credibility of the media where they're pushing the Russian collusion delusion than any single media act since the 1950s and 1960s.
Oh, yeah, I think this is bigger. Because the Red Scare, there were actual commies they were going after. They went too far sometimes, but there was really something going on.
Precisely.
This time, there's just nothing.
This was
Donald Trump getting paid off by anybody. That dude doesn't trust anybody.
that was absurd from day one. All of it was ludicrous on top of ludicrous. But what they were trying to do was to provoke a potential conflict with the world's other largest nuclear power.
Exactly. And if you think Trump would go in a hotel room and get pissed on, you're crazy.
Precisely. You know nothing about
it. Oh, let me set myself up and go in a Russian hotel room and be peed on.
Exactly. The guy who's very paranoid and is a clean
freak. He's obsessed with clean freak.
Absolutely. He has a little bit of Howard Hughes in him in that regard. So everybody knew that story was fake that knew anything about Trump or that knew anything about Russia, and yet they propagated it repeatedly, routinely.
By the way, he was Howard Hughes. He made himself get over it with basically aversion therapy, but that's a big secret about Trump is he would have to be around a woman for weeks and weeks and like decide before he could even be with him or kiss him. Then he kind of got wild and got over that. But the point is that, I mean, Trump used to be Howard Hughes.
Oh, yeah, he didn't like to shake anyone's hands. I mean, that was one well known about him. So it was extraordinary in the campaign, his ability to talk to strangers and shake hands.
Well, he got over it.
He forced it. But anybody
who... He wants to get pissed on.
No, it's absurd.
Hey, but we're almost out of time. We're going to shoot a special report tonight that's going to air later at about 9 o'clock or so. We have some big exclusive. When I say exclusive, it's too big to even get to. We ran out of time here. But let's play this one more clip. Because you do a great job here. This is you off camera. When Bankston, this funny guy, starts to ask me about bowls of chili and stuff, and the whole internet's on fire about this. Here it is.
That's, from my memory, not what happens. I can't comment on hypotheticals.
Sure. Oh, so if I was to say to you, if somebody was to come along and strike your hand with a hammer, would it hurt? You can't answer that question.
I'm not striking anybody with hammers.
If I asked you, if I gave you a big bowl of chili, might it affect your memory? You can't answer that. That's hypothetical. Correct? You're just not going to answer those kind of questions. I'll take it. That's no. Let's move on.
I'll take it. That wasn't a question.
Yeah, that's...
Is that a question?
That's
a comment. That's not a question. This is becoming one of the most harassing objects. This is for TV and for PR, not for a legitimate suit. That's what this is. That's all this is. You want to put it on TV. That's all. This is just a show, and it's a bad show at that. It's a show of how not to be a lawyer in deposition of a case show. I mean, if you want to be fair and you want to ask real questions, go ahead. But don't make comments and then try to reinterpret those comments as a question and then try to put words in the mouth of the witness. I mean, first-year law student should know that.
What was your objection?
The objection was to your comment saying that there was an answer, and my point was you didn't ask a question, so there couldn't have been an answer, and that was objective for the record purposes that no answer had been given to a question that had not been asked.
Do you maybe want to take a break so we can have a few breaths?
Yes, maybe so.
Yeah, you might need to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe you can go back and read how to ask people questions.
What do you think is going on there? I mean, everything was just about getting another news article.
Yeah, precisely. This was not a serious lawyer asking serious questions about a serious deposition. It was purely a PR strategy of a PR campaign about a suit that does not have a
legal... What should the families think about this? Because I know they've kind of been cloistered and are fed by these folks that he's torturing you, he's coming after you, he's going to get you, and none of that's been going on ever.
Correct. I mean, all of those stories that have come out in the press have always been false. There's never been any targeting of any families, never any desire to hurt or harass any families.
By us.
Yeah, precisely. Absolutely. In fact, there's been constant criticism of people who are trying to do that. So that's always been sort of a mythology. But here you have a lawyer who he was making faces, juvenile reactions throughout the deposition.
Well, let's just show it. He was doing this. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
It was the weirdest. It's the worst deposition behavior I've seen of a professional.
Oh, wait, I'm not exaggerating.
It was insane. It was insane. It was the most insane behavior I've ever witnessed at a deposition.
I can't even make the faces.
Oh, exactly. I've done a lot of depositions, dealt with a lot of crazy lawyers. That was the worst
professional. Bob, I'm excited you're here. You'll be in studio with us all this week doing great work. Bob Barnes, I'm Alex Jones. Counterthink Mike Adams coming up. Spread the live feeds. God bless all our stations and this great crew. Live feed coming up tonight, 9.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay
Sunny-Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny-Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny-Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny-Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.